Hi, everybody. This is Donnie Vaughn of Your School Marketing. We hope you'll enjoy this little session here for our monthly broadcast. We decided to take January off since most people were probably swimming in projects and activities coming out of the holiday break. And so as I do this little monthly broadcast, I really wanted to focus on keeping it simple and looking at, I could have come up with three things or four things, but five things always seems to be a good number. And five things that you can do to start 2020 off right. We could get fancy with the title, but we'll leave it at five things that you could do right now to get 2020 started off right for your school. So let's go through those. And we'll try to make this fairly quick so that you can actually implement some of the things that we're talking about. One of the first things is to sit down and evaluate and answer this question. Do you have a marketing strategy? Do you know what you're doing? Are you just flying by the seat of your pants for using that old phrase we've used for years? But so many schools are doing that. We talk to schools all the time, and they literally are coming up with stuff, just throwing it up against the wall, see what sticks. And really, they have no strategy. And so that's the question that I would be asking first and foremost. Again, we're looking at five things that you can do right away to get 2020 started off right with your school. And the first question is do you have a strategy? Does the marketing strategy match up to your school strategy? And in some cases, they're one and the same. Are you taking the time to talk to your head of schools, talk to your board, talk to the influential parents to identify what is important, and then looking at your marketing strategy to determine, do we actually have a strategy that is trying to accomplish the things that we're all trying to set out to do? Yeah, we all want, fill in the blank, parents, they want this for their school. Head of school wants to go in this direction. But is the marketing a mirror of that? Or would you look at the strategy of your school and then have somebody evaluate your website, your social media, the communication that comes from your head of school, and then question, is this really the same school? Because it doesn't seem like one matches the other. And so that's be one of the first things you could do is ask the question is, do you have a marketing strategy? And if you don't, let us help you with that. Contact us. You can go to yourschoolmarketing.com. There's plenty of ways to contact us. And let's have a conversation. Let's have a 30 to 45 minute free consult just to talk to you about your strategy, what you're trying to do. And then let us share with you some ways that we can accomplish that. There's long-term 9 to 12 month plans we can work with. We can go all the way down to spending a day workshop together. And we've done all of those in between. So let us help you with that. But marketing strategy for your school. Do you have a marketing strategy for your school? So that's number one. Number two, and this is such an easy thing. Recently, we were on a call with a school and we mentioned the idea of online reviews. And of course, the first thing we did was look to see what have they been doing in the area of online reviews. Let's look at Facebook. Let's look at greatschools.org. And let's look at Google. What kind of reviews do we have in those three places? There are other places you could put reviews on, but let's focus on those three things. And the first thing we found is there were two reviews on greatschools.org, and the most recent one was like 2013. Now keep in mind, I'm recording this in 2020, so it was almost laughable to think that 7 years had gone by before somebody had done a review. I think Facebook, they had a couple of reviews that were 2 or 3 years old, and Google was very similar. They basically had no online reviews that were legitimate, that were relevant. If a prospective family is reviewing the school in a similar fashion that you would review a restaurant before going, taking your family there. You look it up online to see what kind of review do they have. Before you make that big purchase, you look at the reviews. I know personally, if I'm buying some major equipment of some kind, and I see two reviews of this, I get a little nervous. Because that's only two people that have reviewed this product. Whereas if I go to a similar product, different brand, and I see that they have 500 reviews, I'm going to get a pretty good idea just by looking at the reviews what I'm getting. And so I think that's the way we need to look at this. A prospective family is going to review you before they come, in some cases, before they even come set foot in your campus, before they take a visit, before they even show an inkling of interest in your school. They're going to review you in a sense of they're going to look at the reviews that you have online. So one of the things that you can do in the second thing that we're talking about, the first is developing a marketing strategy. And the second thing we're doing is get some online reviews of your school. And this can be done relatively simply by taking your board, taking the people in your office, staff, and you're not telling them, I want you to write this and I want you to give us a 5-star review. You're not being that direct and specific. We want people to know this is an authentic review. But we're also, we're not going to ask people who just left our school because they were mad at something and say, hey, by the way, would you give us a review? Let's not be silly. That's not what we're going for. But you know in the office that there are maybe some parents that work in your office who have kids that have, maybe they've gone to school there since they were in kindergarten. Maybe they've just moved to the school or something, whatever it might be. But if they're just raving about their kids' performance at the school and how they've enjoyed the smaller class size, or they didn't have to take the standardized test that the public schools would, or their kids getting more playing time in the sport that they're interested in, whatever it might be. You know that they're passionate about this because they're telling everybody about it. And if you're the director of marketing or you're the head of school listening to this, you've heard those stories. Go tap them on the shoulder and say, would you do me a favor? And let's do a review. You could do it, review in all three of those places we mentioned, Google review, a greatschools.org review, and even a Facebook review. And you could do that with one person, but it would be better if you had somewhat of a schedule and say, you know what, let me take person A and ask them to do a Facebook review and go get three or four people to do a Facebook review and get three or four more people to do a Google review and maybe three or four people to do a greatschools.org review. You're looking at possibly a dozen people. I think you could probably come up with a dozen people and simply give them the instructions. Tell them exactly how to do it. Don't tell them what to say, but make it real easy and say, I want you to follow these instructions and we would appreciate you giving us a review. And if you did 12 of those, if you did them all a month, I mean, that's only less than 150 people that would give you a positive review. These could be current families. These could be alumni. You could surely come up with that. If you can't do that, do it every other month. Do 10 every other month. And by the end of the year, you take 50, 60 people and you ask them to do a review of your school. Now you have relevant, timely reviews. When people go out to review your school, they see those new reviews. And you spread it out. You don't put them all. You don't put 60 reviews in February and then don't have anything for the year. That's the problem you dealt with before, is a school doesn't have, it has three reviews in 2012 and then you don't hear from them again. Develop a schedule, develop a plan, and ask families to give their reviews throughout the year. New families that come in that talk about how much they love, say, hey, if you won't mind, could we ask you to do a review? Which one would you like to do? Are you more familiar with Facebook? Here are the instructions. And then simply ask them to put that in there. You don't want to tell them what to write on there, but you're going to trust that the people that you are talking to are going to give a good review. But you want to make it authentic. You never tell them what to say. And that way, if anybody ever questioned that family, they can honestly say, they did not tell me what to say. They just simply asked me to do a review, and I was happy to do so because we love this school and we love how our child is thriving in this school. And so that's why that's important. So first thing, what's your marketing strategy? Ask that question. Secondly, go out and get some online reviews. Now let's look at the third thing. What do people think about when they go to visit your school's website? Is it the embarrassment that you have when somebody says, "What's your website?" and you kind of slowly give it out because you're hoping then they won't go there because you know the website is so bad, hasn't been updated in 5 years, it's not responsive slash mobile friendly. You know, when you pull it up on your phone, you're pinching it back and forth just to try to read the words on the screen. You know that forms are impossible to fill out on it because of how bad it is. It just doesn't look right. It's possible that it's a bad website because you don't even know how to update it. I'm amazed when we talk to schools and we ask them about their website and they say, one of the problems that we have is we don't know how to update our website. And I find that fascinating. Not in a good way, but more in a bad way. It's like having a car. And you say, I'd love to change the oil, but I don't know how to do it. And I've never taken it anywhere to an expert to have them do it. So I think I'll just let it go. I've never changed the transmission. I don't know even how to do that. I don't know, and I'm not going to take it to anybody to have them do it. I'm not going to refill the wiper, the windshield wiper fluid. And if something ever gets on my car, it's not going to worry about it. If you take that analogy and continue to go on, you can see eventually that car is going to be a complete mess. And that's what happens a lot of times with websites. It hasn't been touched in 2 or 3 years because no one knows how to use the website. You know, it was given to Johnny at one point and Johnny lost the access and then Johnny left and Susie finally got access to it, but then she moved on to another department and no one else knows how to update the website. And whoever did the websites, their son or daughters left school and now you don't have access to the site. You can just carry this on forever. It's a bad mess. That's the only way to say it. It's a bad mess when you have a website that's not really good. So you have to evaluate your website. Look at it. Look at it on your phone. Don't just look at it on a desktop. Look at it on your phone. Look at it on a tablet. This is how people are consuming websites. They are less likely to go through their desktop now and more likely that they're going to sit with their iPhone, cuddle up by the fire on a cold winter night and say, I want to look at this particular school, so let me go to their website. And what are they finding when they get there? We hope that this website is a good representation of your school. But if it's not, then you need to address it. We need to stop. I'm going to use a term that probably my grandmother used back out in West Texas. You need to stop hem-hawing around. I have no idea what hem-hawing is, but it's not good. So don't wait around and say, well, eventually we'll get to the website. This is one of the critical pieces of your marketing strategy, is having an online presence in the form of a website. That is your hub. That's where all the information goes. That's where people can find out information about you. And if you don't have a good website, you're going to turn off a lot of people. That's just the honest truth about it. And when I say a good website, it needs to be full of great content. It needs to look good, and it needs to operate good on a phone. If you answered no to any of those questions, then we need to have a conversation. We can help you with that. We've helped a lot of schools. We've helped a lot of nonprofits. We've helped a lot of businesses develop a responsive, mobile-friendly website that not only looks good, but we can also work with you on what kind of content needs to go on that. So that's important that we look at. The number three thing is to look at your website. So now let's move to number four. We've talked about developing a marketing strategy, evaluating that. We've talked about getting online reviews. We've talked thirdly about making sure you have a good website and evaluating that. But let's go to number four, and that is, let's look at your social media presence. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, those are the three primary ones. You might say that it's Instagram and then Facebook. You might say it's Facebook and Instagram. Don't do much on Twitter. I'm not sure of where your families reside, so you need to look at that. If you've been doing Facebook and Twitter for a long time and you realize no one's looking at my Twitter account, maybe we need to evaluate whether or not we need to continue being on Twitter. I think there's an opportunity to do all of them. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, those are the three major ones that we want to focus on. You can have a Snapchat presence. Many schools are kind of being cautious about that for obvious reasons, the Snapchat perception. So if we look at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, we need to look at that. Well, maybe your families aren't all on Twitter. Maybe your young moms are not, who are looking at kindergarten age children, but maybe the older mother is, maybe the older father is. So do some evaluation. Ask the question when people come to your school and want to look at your school and take a tour. Ask them, ask that question. What social media are you presently using on a regular basis? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever it might be. Then develop a strategy around that. You might find that on Twitter, you need to do more sports. All your sports are going to be put out on Twitter. Or maybe the head of school is the one that runs the Twitter account. Maybe Instagram is done from a mascot standpoint. Maybe the mascot represents the school on Twitter, and your school's Instagram account is through the lens of the mascot. You have some humor built in. You have some fun kid pictures coming up to the mascot. At sporting events, you have the mascot's view. You could do a lot of things with that. Maybe look at Facebook as a particular strategy. That's where you want to focus on showcasing more of a holistic, from kindergarten all the way up to your seniors. And here's the thing you need to think about, is what kind of strategy do you have? We talked about a marketing strategy as our first thing that we look at. But secondly, is beyond that, the number four thing we're going to talk about is, but second strategy is, what is your social media strategy? Now, it should be part of your marketing strategy. But if you say, well, I have a marketing strategy, but I really don't have a social media strategy, then we've got to fix that too. So look at, what is your social media strategy? Am I going to take the same content and post it on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter? Maybe that's your strategy. May not always be the best strategy. Sometimes it can be. Maybe you decide that all sports scores go on all three channels. Maybe senior graduation pictures go on all three channels. But please don't make Facebook simply a showcase of your sports. We see that a lot of times. We'll look at people's Facebook page, and all it is the football team did this, or the basketball team did this, or the volleyball team did this. There's so much more to your school than just sports. Even if you're a school that's won state championships, there's got to be more to your school than just sports. So have a strategy. You could look at posting something every day of the week, but have a strategy to it. Maybe Friday is a funny thing because it's Friday Funnies, and you're going to take kind of a humorous approach to whatever you're going to post on Fridays. Maybe Wednesdays is more of a, maybe because there's people that do a lot of stuff at church on Wednesday nights, you're going to make that a scripture-focused Wednesday, where whatever you post on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter could be a scripture. And maybe it's a particular teacher, a head of school, or administrator that gives their one-minute thought on that particular verse. Could be a lot of things you could do, but just got to have a social media strategy. And if you need help with that, again, we can help you with that. We help people develop a social media strategy, a plan in place to get that done. All right, So we've covered a marketing strategy. We've covered talking about getting online reviews. We've talked about looking and evaluating your website. And then fourthly, we just finished talking about what is your social media strategy. So now let's look at the fifth thing. We've talked about this in other, I think, a monthly broadcast we did late in 2019, and we've talked about this in other places, is how important it is to develop a calendar. What is your content calendar? And that content calendar is going to help you run a lot of your social media, but it's also going to help you develop a marketing calendar for the entire year. When are you going to start focusing on re-enrollment? When are you going to focus on one of your tours that you're going to give out to prospective families? When are you going to have an open house? What are you going to do on your tours? What are you going to do during the summertime when those people are making those final decisions? What are you going to do the first month in the school when we know a lot of public schools, a lot of kids will go to their public school for a month and then transfer because they thought they were going to give it a go their junior year or their ninth grade year or their first year in middle school, and they said, we're going to try it in the public school. And a month into the public school, they just can't take it anymore for whatever reason. And they're looking. What is your strategy to reach them? What does your calendar look like from a marketing standpoint? What does your content calendar look like? What does your marketing calendar look like from January to December? Start developing that. Publish it. Review it. Have it available. Make sure that the key people that talk about marketing are all on the same page. And if you're in charge of the marketing, make sure that your head of school knows so that you're on the same page with him or her. Bring it up in your weekly, monthly staff meetings. This is our monthly focus from a marketing standpoint. Talk to your video people. If you don't have somebody on staff being a videographer or a photographer, do you have a class that's devoted to photography or videography, where you could sit down and ask the students to put together projects that help you with your marketing? All those things are critical to developing a content calendar, a marketing calendar for the year. And that's important that you do that. Again, we talked at the very beginning, flying by the seat of your pants. You don't want to do that. There have been times where you have to do it, but that's not the effective way of doing it. You want to have a plan. You hear people all the time talk about retirement, and how do you just wake up one day and go, oh wow, it's I'm at retirement age, I think I'll retire. No, because you haven't saved up the money to be able to do that. You have to have a plan in place. Whether you start when you're 18 years old or you started when you're 48 years old, somewhere along the way you started and had a plan, and if you stuck to that plan, then you're going to have a better level of success than you would if you just kind of were just winging it. And so often we find schools that are just winging it, and we don't want to see you do that. Plain and simple. We want you to take these five things, and as you look to start into 2020, we're a month in. At the time of recording this, we're just about a month in. Many schools started right around that first full week into January. We're in the start of the first full week into February. It's not too late. You've got three more months or so, February, March, April, and then you get into May, and so you got about 4 months, 3 to 4 months here, but that doesn't end. You got the summer marketing, then you got the fall, and then you've got re-enrollment starting in sports, and all those things happen. It's time to get going. So we're going to conclude with this. Just a reminder, five things that you can do to get things started on the right foot in 2020. Number one, develop a marketing strategy. Evaluate it. Do you have it? If not, develop one. Number two, get those online reviews. Get with families. Develop a plan, and let's get those reviews online as quickly as possible. Three, evaluate your website, and if you need to, it's time to redo it. If it's not responsive and mobile friendly, it's definitely time to redo it. Fourth thing, look at your social media. What is your social media strategy? What is your plan for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram? If you don't have one, start to establish one. And then the fifth thing is developing a calendar, a marketing calendar, a content calendar, so that you know what it is, what you're doing, and when you're doing it. you having a plan in place. And so those are five things, and we hope that you'll start with all of those. But if not, just grab two or three of those. And if you do that, we think you're going to have a great 2020. And so we hope that these are helpful tips to get you started in this new year.